that song doesn't get your toe tapping and your heart rejoicing, there probably isn't one that will. As Beverly already knows, that's one I've already selected, as I've already written my funeral service, and that's one that's going to be sung. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. On this All Saints Sunday, the title of our message is, How Are Our Departed Loved Ones? Based on the reading from Revelation chapter 7, let me read selected verses again. St. John writes, After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, for the Lamb in the midst of their throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes. I encourage you to find the sermon outline, the blue sheet, as we consider our theme, How Are Our Departed Loved Ones? On this All Saints Day, I'm reminded of an old song. I must confess, I only know the first few words to it, but it introduces our sermon. The song went like this. I love a parade. Now today, that I've got your attention with that wonderful singing, today, in the church's memory, the saints of God pass in review, and in this parade, we see the Old Testament saints like Abraham and Moses and David. We see the New Testament saints like Peter, James, and John. Next come the saints of the early church like Justin Martyr, who was beheaded rather than sacrificed to the pagan gods. Next come the missionaries like St. Patrick, who took the gospel first to Ireland. Then come the great reformers like Martin Luther, who moved the church from the crumbling sands of popes to the rock-solid foundation of God's Word. But who else follows in this parade of saints? If you'll join me now on tiptoes so you can see over people that are taller than you, look who else is in this parade of saints. Look, there's a faithful Christian grandmother who taught you about Jesus. Look, there's a dedicated father who demonstrated to his family the meaning of the word, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy as you all came to church together. There is your loving Sunday school teacher. I can see mine. Her name is Mrs. Miller. She's in glory, who helped me for the first time in your life, maybe, to know the love of Jesus. And there's your husband. There's your spouse. There's your wife. There's your loved one that you sat to in this church, next to this church, and for many years. And there they are in the parade of the saints. Now, is fellowship possible with these departed loved ones? Not through seances or other superstitious, godless means. Don't go down those roads. Where then? Where shall we turn? On this All Saints Day, let us turn to God's Word. Let us turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 7. Where are the saints? We need to be satisfied with what Holy Scripture tells us. St. John, in his God-granted vision of heaven, tells us simply this. The saints of God are at his side in heaven forevermore. John says, I quote, I looked and behold, a great multitude from every tribe and every nation, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hand. Revelation 7, verse 9. Who are these people in John's vision? They are the saints. The entire parade of believers from Old Testament times, from New Testament times, from the times of the early church, from the time of the early missionaries, from the time of the reformers, and our believing loved ones. The resurrected power of Jesus brought them there. They were not, I say again, they were not left in some lonely, cold grave. In death, they were on their way to their heavenly home. Yes, it's a homecoming for God's saints who were gathered before His throne together with the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, crucified and risen. Psalm 116, verse 15, tells us this precious truth. And if you're thinking today of a particular loved one in your life, listen to this precious passage from God's Word. Psalm 116, verse 115. God's Word says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of one of His saints." The passing of our loved ones, the passing of our loved ones is often anything but precious to those of us who remain here. But the psalmist, by faith, saw the other side. He saw God's great heart of love longing for the homecoming of one of His redeemed children. In this earth, we only see the home leaving, the going away. But the psalmist saw the homecoming. We see the loss. He saw the gain. We see the separation and bereavement. He saw the joy and the reunion. We said the good night here. He heard the good morning there. In John's vision of heaven, see how these saints appear before God, standing confident and forgiven in white robes, signs and symbols of forgiveness and wholeness and purity. Their sins have been washed away in the blood of the Lamb, Jesus, who died to take away the sins of the world. And did you notice how they're described, what they're doing? John says in his vision, these saints are described waving and holding palm branches, waving them to celebrate their victory. Do you recall the crowds waving their palm branches when Jesus processed with triumph into Jerusalem? An ancient tradition in the church. I'd like to see this time at one of our funerals here. An ancient tradition in the church was to put a small palm branch into the hand of a departed Christian at his or her burial. It was a symbol of faith and victory. As we see here in Revelation 7, the saints waved their palm branches and they sang the verse 10, which I'll read to you now. "Salvation belongs to our God, to Him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." Now, Jesus once said these words, "There will be joy in heaven over one sinner that repents." Can you imagine the scene painted by St. John, where not just one sinner, but the entire throng of every people, every language, every nation, sinners who have put their faith in Christ, had their robes washed in the blood of the Lamb, now in the joys of heaven. Can I get an amen for that? Amen! It's time to be a little Baptist-y this morning, you Lutherans. There is much happiness in heaven over the saints who were there. But are the saints themselves happy? What do you think? According to what St. John saw in that vision, in heaven, they hunger no more. In heaven, they thirst no more. In heaven, God Himself will wipe every tear from their eyes. I can't wait. In heaven, John says, the sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. Symbols of the hardships and pains that come to believers in this world. In heaven, it will be no more. Amen. They were in the presence of Jesus, their Savior, safe, secure, and celebrating. What is your estimate of their happiness? Do you ever think these saints have to read the newspaper headlines that we read? Do you think they see the brutality in the wars that we see on the nightly news? Do you think they feel a twitch of pain or anxiety? No way! To quote Martin Luther's great Reformation hymn, we just sang it last week, but listen to these words. From a mighty fortress is our God. Apply these to the saints. They could be singing these words. And take they our life, our goods, fame, child, and wife. Let these all be gone. They have nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth. A final question remains. And the final question is this. Is there any way we can fellowship with these saints as we remain here on this earth? We answer the question this way. Faith unites us and does so even though we are aware of the great divide between life on this earth and life in heaven. There is a bond. Are you listening this morning? There is a bond that draws us close to them, and that bond is our common Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we wish to be near the saints. We're homesick for them. I miss my father. I want to get our ball gloves out again and play a game of catch with my papa. We're homesick for them. We want to hear their voices. We want to sit across a table with them. What we would give for just one day with our departed loved ones. And such longing in our part draws us to their place of rest, to the graveyard, the cemetery. But let me let you in on a little secret this morning, and please take this secret home with you. Do you know that if we wish to be near and close to our loved ones who have died in the Lord, the place is not the cemetery where only their physical remains lie at rest. The place to have fellowship with them, the place to be close to our loved ones who have gone to the Lord, is here. Here at the Lord's table. Holy Communion is the sacrament that links us to God and to the saints who celebrate and praise Him in heaven. Revelation 7 has told us, Jesus the Lamb is at the very center of everything that is heaven, where His people gather. Listen to Revelation 7. For the Lamb, Jesus, In the midst of the throne will be their shepherd. He has washed their robes, made them white, and wipes every tear from their eyes. Today, this same Jesus, this same Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, is truly present here. He is at the very center of everything we are about as His church. And we see this clearly today at the altar of Holy Communion. Here at His holy table, Jesus is in our midst as our good shepherd. Here at this holy table, Jesus washes our robes white with His forgiveness. Here at this table, as you kneel to receive His very precious body and blood, here our Jesus wipes every tear, every sin, every guilt from our eyes, from our hearts, from our lives. And that's one of the reasons why we encourage all worshipers, not just those who have been instructed in communion, to kneel at the Lord's altar rail, to receive from Him that blessing and assurance from His holy word, even if you're not ready yet for communion. In this Holy Communion, make no mistake about it, He gives us His very body and blood together with the bread and wine. He does this for the cleansing of our robes, that is, that we might be washed clean from our sin. With Him at this table, we have closeness and fellowship with the saints in heaven who already have what we wait for, what we yearn for, the joy of seeing Jesus face to face. My friends, we are a part of the great church on earth and the church in heaven who gathers around Jesus, the Lamb slain for the sins of the world. Every time we partake of Holy Communion. Every time we partake of Holy Communion, it's like we're getting an early start, and joyfully so, before our promotion to be with the saints in glory. There's a part of the liturgy that says, this is a foretaste of the feast to come. What's that mean? Whenever we kneel at that communion rail together, receiving the very body and blood of Christ, it's simply a foretaste. It's an hors d'oeuvre, if you will, of the feast to come in heaven. As we gather with the saints, waving all palm branches in the banquet that does not end. We conclude our sermon by saying this. I once saw a church sign that read, the church sign read on the front, faith is trusting God even when questions go unanswered. Let me say that again. Faith is trusting God even when questions go unanswered. You see, some things we simply do not fully comprehend this side of heaven. But in heaven, everything will be made clear. 1 Corinthians 13:12 puts it this way. And let me be a little personal now. We'll quit preaching and start meddling at the end of the sermon. If there are things in your lives with which you are struggling and struggling desperately, and you can't understand or figure out why they are as they are, it's not just matters of death and life. There are other things along the road. Listen to this promise from God's word. We may not fully understand now, but when we're in heaven, we'll fully understand. Listen to 1 Corinthians 13:12. St. Paul says, for now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we shall see face to face. Now we know in part, but then we shall fully know. In a cemetery in the old city of Jerusalem is a tombstone of a British soldier who lost his life assisting the Palestinian police. This young man was only 27. His parents had the following inscription carved into his stone. It said this: "We'll meet again at God's right hand, and then we'll fully understand." Thank God for All Saints' Day. Thank God for what all of His children have to look forward to by His side forever in heaven. Amen and amen. In the name of Jesus.